Around the San Francisco Bay, there are a number of wetland restoration projects going on. These include some small tidal wetlands and creek restoration projects, and then there are larger projects. In the North Bay, there is the restoration at the Napa-Sonoma Marsh and the Hamilton Wetlands Project. And in the South Bay, the effort to restore the former Cargill salt ponds. When you look at all of these projects together, they represent one of the largest wetland restoration efforts in North America. On this report, we're going to focus on the Hamilton Wetlands Restoration Project, the site of the former Hamilton Army Airfield. This is Your Wetlands.
Hamilton is different than most of these other projects in that what we're trying to do there on a larger scale is speed up the wetland restoration, speed up the rate at which the plants come back into that area by raising the surface of the land back up to where it needs to be for vegetation to grow. The reason being that particularly in that area of the land, once it was diked off and drained, it subsided. It sunk down below sea level, and it's now about 5 to 6 feet below mean tide level.
Tom Gansberry is with the California State Coastal Conservancy. It's under the Resources Agency. Tom told us that this below sea level land needs to be raised so the marsh plants will grow. Well, where does that soil come from? An ingenious idea. The Port of Oakland needs to have its channels maintained by dredging, so that dredge material will be used at Hamilton to raise the level of the land.
The Army Corps has pumped in around 2.8 million cubic yards of sediment from the Port of Oakland, and that gets us a long way toward what we had hoped to do on the airfield. The airfield's just one part of a larger project. We also have the Belmar and Keys farmland to the north, another 1,600 acres. The airfield alone is just 650 acres. So they've about filled up between a third and a half of the material that could go on the airfield.
I asked Tom to give us an idea of how this dredge material from Oakland actually gets onto Hamilton.
The airfield itself is the first phase of a larger project, and that's even a large piece of real estate to deal with all at once. So the Army Corps has divvied it up into about six different cells of different sizes and different configurations.
And the cells get filled individually from a pump that's about 5.5 miles offshore. There is a flexible pipe that can be moved around the project to fill each of the cells.
And each cell is designed to be at a slightly different elevation, and that will hopefully result in different habitats.
Which translates into a greater diversity of creatures which might live at Hamilton. Now, if you want to see what a somewhat similar wetland restoration project looks like, there is a beautiful site also in the North Bay.
We did a project nearby. It was completed in 1995. We call it the Sonoma Baylands Wetland Restoration Project. It's a 320-acre project on the mouth of the Petaluma River and open to the public during daylight hours. People can go out and take a look there, and there's quite a nice variety of shorebird use. And what we did there was take a farmland, I think it was 3 to 4 feet below sea level, and pumped a bunch of clean dredge sediment in there. The Army Corps of Engineers did this work back in the early 1990s after building a very large containment levee to keep that material in that subdivided area. They breached that site and let tidal action come back in. There's no planting of any plants. Nature just brings the seeds in, and the rootstock comes in on the tides from other wetland areas nearby. And so you just let nature do its work once the water's reintroduced onto the land.
And it is gorgeous. If you'd like to see the progress at Hamilton and the Sonoma Baylands Project site, we've got some links for you and a map on our podcast page. It is yourwetlands.org/podcast. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more, you can visit them online at sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.